Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
2 days after the Iowa caucuses, the official results are still not in, but it appears Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren finished third among all the Democratic candidates for president. She trails both Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on questions Warren faces now in New Hampshire.
The questions are coming because Warren has an organization that is supposed to be unmatched. The campaign has moved on to New Hampshire, but even here, Warren keeps facing questions about Iowa. In Nashua today, here's how she responded to reporters peppering her.
I see Iowa as showing that our team can work. We were out there all over the state and bringing in volunteers, and the Iowa team is now leaving Iowa and going to other parts of the country. We built an inclusive campaign, and we're going to continue to do that.
Because Warren wants to be seen as the candidate who can unite the party, she stresses that her campaign is bringing on staff and volunteers from the campaigns of candidates who have dropped out. Candidates such as Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, Julian Castro, and Kamala Harris.
We got to pull our party together. We cannot repeat 2016. We need a united party. So we now have a campaign that, sure, it's got a lot of Elizabeth Warren originals, but it's also got a lot of Kamala folks in it. It's got a lot of Julian folks in it. It's got a lot of Beto folks in it. It's got a lot of Cory folks in it.
Warren's performance in Iowa has some of her supporters here worried. Joanne Tassoni attended a Warren rally in Nashua today.
She surprised me with Iowa, I will admit, and I'm really hoping here in New Hampshire she is going to win it, and that's why I'm here. I need to make sure that next week when I make my vote that it's the right vote, because I want to make sure that we get a new president in there that will win against Trump.
That sounds like you're still thinking about who you might support.
Absolutely, yes. I'm still on the fence.
On the fence, Tassoni says, between Warren and Biden. Other New Hampshire Democratic voters are also paying attention to the Iowa results as they try to figure out who is the best candidate to beat President Trump. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Merrimack, New Hampshire.